host with Dr. Tom. Dr. Tom is a graduate of Caltech. He received his medical degree from the USC School of Medicine and anesthesia training from the LA County Medical Center. Dr. Tom has pioneered a therapy called neurobioenergetics, or NBE, which can cure chronic degenerative ailments. By cure, we are saying that the NBE method can eliminate pain, fatigue, depression, and eradicate a plethora of disorders such as asthma, allergies, sinus problems, bowel problems, emotional problems, drug withdrawal symptoms, and infections without the use of drugs, surgery, or the need for endless therapy of any kind, including the NBE method itself. This is indeed the most astounding breakthrough in the last century of medicine. We have been proving this claim with remarkable cases. It may seem amazing that a century of modern medicine has not produced a single cure for a degenerative disorder, yet Dr. Tom is able to successfully treat nearly the whole spectrum of physical and mental ailments. This is because drugs only target symptoms and not the underlying cause of the disease, whereas Dr. Tom's NBE method corrects the underlying ailment. Listen to our show to discover how Dr. Tom cures diseases that were previously believed incurable. We have exciting cases today, and we'll continue our discussion of psychotropic drugs and the devastating effects on its users. Check out our website, www.drtong.com, that's drtong.com, to listen to our past shows. If you have any questions, don't hesitate to interrupt us during the show and call in at 800-227-5278 or 714-754-4150. All right, Dr. Tong, how are you doing?
Very good.
Good. We had a really good week. Let's get to our first guest. Good morning, Holly.
Hello.
Hi, Holly is from Indiana, way on the other side of the country. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm fine. I'm so happy to talk to you today.
Oh, we're glad that we finally got a chance to have you on our show. We've been waiting, actually, for a few weeks.
Yes, I went on a trip.
Yes. Well, Holly, why don't you get started? I have your letter here, but I think it would be better if you kind of tell it yourself, how you started from the very beginning.
Well, two years ago, I was driving on the San Diego Freeway. I'm originally from California.
Mm-hmm.
And suddenly, I had this terrible panic attack where my heart just took off like a galloping pony. And I thought I was going to pass out. I was just afraid that I was going to die right there on the freeway. So I pulled off, and I was in such a panic. My key ring broke, and I lost my wedding ring. I was in a rental car, I found out later. And I had been a person who had driven in my 30s, I'm 61 now, in my 30s I had driven to Mexico City and back again to Pasadena alone, so I'm not a panicky person.
Mm-hmm.
This was something out of the blue. And after that, it just got worse. And I started getting hot flashes again. It might have had something to do with that, but it was like if I got in a car to drive on the freeway, even here in Indiana, where I felt perfectly safe, it was like I was going into a war zone. I just couldn't go anywhere, and soon I was housebound, and I was, I tried to go back and visit my daughter. She lives in California. She has six grandchildren, two children, six grandchildren, and,
you couldn't even get out of the house.
No, I couldn't, and I hadn't seen them for a year and a half. My first attempt to go on a plane, my first attempt to get on a plane was terrible. I really thought I was going to die before I landed. I had to get up and walk around, and my heart was going so fast. I was wondering if they had oxygen on the plane, you know, because I thought, I'm not going to make it.
So what kind of treatment did you go to
okay.
see?
Okay, I went to a doctor, of course, and I don't really have that much faith in medical science, but I didn't know what else to do. So they gave me, he gave me cortisone,
mm-hmm.
because he diagnosed it as weak adrenals,
mm-hmm.
and I took that for 5 days, and I got a pain in my liver, and I started burping. Another doc, burping all the time, all day long. I never had anything like that. Another doctor told me that was a symptom of an ulcer starting up. So I stopped that.
Well, it's a fallacy. Number one, the weak adrenal cannot be cured with a cortisone shot. Oh. And cortisone causes ulcers. So it's not treating the problem, it causes side effects.
Exactly. Yeah, well, it just took 5 days, and, you know, he wanted to give me 40 milligrams.
Yes.
I said, no way, I'm going to try 20 first. What if I had taken the 40, you know?
Right.
So, I just felt like I got so I was afraid to be in my own skin. And then I started having these panic attacks right in my own living room during the daytime. And I went to the hospital 4 times thinking I was having a heart attack, and there was nothing wrong with me. And then a doctor prescribed Xanax. I should mention that I started having muscle pains with all this, in my groin and in my shin splints. Just from sitting, I would get these shin splints.
Mm-hmm.
My vision got blurry. I don't mean that everything looked blurry, but when I there's a clock radio that we have, a Bose radio, and there were days when I couldn't read the letters and days when I could from the same spot, and I began to worry about that.
Yes.
And, I mean, it was just awful. My body was playing such dirty tricks on me, and I tried everything. Oh, I started remembering that years ago a chiropractor told me I have a spondyli in my back, and that I would be crippled in a few years if I didn't come to him every week, and I didn't believe in them. And then I thought, oh my goodness, maybe that's what's happening, because I can't even walk. Sometimes I'm just limping and it hurts all the time, even when I'm sitting. Then I got a magnetic mattress. That made me worse. I had the worst panic attacks. I had a blood test for allergies, which turned out fine. I didn't have allergies.
Mm-hmm.
I became totally housebound. I got meditation tapes, which I know they could have worked if I had just been able to calm down a little bit, but my heart was racing so much, even that didn't work.
So how much Xanax were you taking at that point?
I took the Xanax finally because a friend told me about Dr. Tong, and I wanted so desperately to go see my daughter, and Dr. Tong is not too far from where my daughter lives in Palos Verdes, so I took the Xanax. I had to take 2 to get there.
That's not too bad.
I had to take 1 at night to get to sleep, and no, it was actually 3.
Okay.
I had to take
still
1 in the morning to get on the plane, and another one on the plane, I think it was. Anyway, I got there. And, oh, I was so happy to see you, Dr. Tong. You're
yes.
the most wonderful person. You have the most wonderful personality, and you're so happy. And you just radiate this goodness and this made me so happy and calm. And I brought my daughter, too, because she has some of the similar problems I do. Mm-hmm. I think it's a hereditary thing.
Well, tell us how you felt when you first saw me and what I did for you for the first time.
Mm-hmm. Well, you had me lie down on this.
How did you feel when you first came to see me?
You mean at that moment?
Yeah.
I was very relieved to be there in your office.
But you still had the anxiety, right?
Yes, I did.
And the pain.
Yes. Oh, all of that. Yes.
All of the symptoms.
All of that.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. But I was grateful because the friend that I had that had told me about you was so convincing because all her friends had gone to you, and I respect her.
That's Angela, isn't it?
Angela.
Yes.
And she's...
She's an angel.
Very knowledgeable, and
right.
She had gone to you, and she had such serious problems, so I was absolutely convinced that you mm-hmm. helped me. And I felt very anxious driving that freeway. It was a 45-minute drive to your place, and I was so glad that it wasn't any further, you know, because I managed to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you feel after the treatment?
Oh, it was like, well, I could breathe.
Yes.
There was like this, it was like a breath of fresh air, like like a summer breeze, you know, going through you.
And you were calmer.
Calm, very
yeah,
calm.
Yeah, not anxious.
Calm.
What about your pain?
The pain was all gone.
After the first treatment?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the heart rate was normal. Mm-hmm. I didn't have any more trouble. And the vision got clear. And I must say that how long has it been since I've been here? About a month?
A month.
Yes.
I just keep getting better and better and better.
And I did not take you out for lunch.
Well,
so you are good.
The reason I think, Carl, you're also very aware of the diet. I mean, you try things yourself, and you don't go to the medication. You look for different supplements.
You
look for natural things. We had a little problem with the iodine for a little bit, but I think you have that on track now, right?
Yes, and I you see, that's an important part of this also. And like you said, I am very aware of nutrition, and I do
right.
take care of myself, but that was what was so upsetting to me.
Right.
This
because you were that
good
aware.
Care of myself.
Exactly.
The same thing like Angela and all her
right.
other friends.
Angela's a nutritionist.
Exactly.
Yes.
You guys lack just the right amount to make yourself better. The invisible part of,
right.
of nutrition, the yin and yang, the energy
mm-hmm.
part of food, is what you guys did not know, and that's so much, so easy to learn and so important too.
Right, right. Because you can be eating what you think is right, but it could be bad for your body.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and you said that my chi was blocked.
Yes.
Energy. And I could feel that
mm-hmm.
opening up and flowing through me. And I just feel so much better. And I feel like, you know, I'm a happy, normal person again.
Mm-hmm.
Now you can come to visit your grandchildren anytime you want.
Yes, I'm planning a trip to Vermont by myself, which is there.
You wouldn't have any problem. You stay on that balance of the food.
Mm-hmm.
You wouldn't have any problem.
Yeah.
And I call that a cure. And I want the public to hear this. In fact, I'm looking at your letter right now. Your problem actually started when you were a child. You mentioned your letter. You have anxiety problem because you were sent off to a boarding school.
Yes.
And
right.
But those symptoms are mild, so you did not call that, you know, until later on when you eat wrong, you have more stress, and you cause the block to be more severe, and then your symptoms become more severe. And that's how you recognized it a few years ago.
Right.
But you had this on and off. Can you tell us a little bit about your time that you saw Witness, the movie theater, and what happened then?
Oh, you want to hear that?
Yes.
Okay.
In 75.
Well, let me tell you that I am writing a book.
Good for you.
Maybe I brought all this horror out in my life of that terrible time when my mother put me on a train, the Boston Express, in New York City, Grand Central, when I was 6 years old, and sent me to this school by myself. I wonder if that's just coming back out
mm-hmm.
now. But anyway, what was the question again?
Witness.
Yeah.
Witness.
Yes.
Yes. That's an amazing coincidence because I did have my first panic attack way back when the movie Witness came out.
Mm-hmm.
The mid-80s, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
And I was sitting in a theater alone because I really wanted to see that movie, and all of a sudden, I had this terrible sensation of this pain going up my left arm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
And my heart racing.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, well, this is a heart attack. And so I ran up the aisle. Of course, it couldn't have been a heart attack or I couldn't have run, but I went running up there and
yes.
said, call an ambulance, I'm having a heart attack. Well, it was right there at the point where that little boy was peering out through the bathroom
mm-hmm.
door, and this he had just witnessed a murder, this little Amish boy.
Mm-hmm.
And ironically, here I am in Indiana, you know, with Amish people.
So you look around.
I didn't know that was going to happen.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, this little Amish boy, this innocent child, sees this murder, and the murderer is suddenly aware that there's somebody in one of the stalls, and he comes
mm-hmm.
toward him. That's when I had mm-hmm. a terrible panic attack, and I went running out, and they took me to the hospital, and they said there was nothing wrong with me, and they gave me a Xanax.
Mm-hmm.
Here's a fallacy. There's actually definitely something wrong. Mm-hmm. They just don't know it.
Holly, were you ever depressed?
No, I'm a very happy person.
Okay, so you're just panicked.
Yes. I'll tell you what. I think that after that trip, After that trip alone on the train at 6 years old,
mm-hmm.
I was so afraid in the classroom
mm-hmm.
that I was actually afraid to breathe because I was afraid
mm-hmm.
it would make somebody notice my presence and they would call upon me to read.
So it's more fear than any depression, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. and also I was switched from left hand to right when I was a child, and it might have messed me up because
yeah.
I couldn't learn to read either. I had a problem with reading in the beginning, and I was just so scared of everything and scared of people, and I was very quiet and very,
just scared.
So, all through boarding school.
But
I was there for 16, till I was 16.
Mm-hmm. But you're doing much better now, it sounds like.
Yes,
mm-hmm.
I really am over the problems, and your advice on nutrition and how to eat and has been such a big help.
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe your problem is cured?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, thank you.
And you know what?
Absolutely.
You have given me the keys. You know, you just need that one little key. Doctors,
yes.
I've come to realize this because this experience has really taught me something. Doctors try to override. They use brute force to override the body's natural system.
That's right.
Exactly.
And cause more problems.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. And then you have all these horrendous
right.
side effects to deal with.
Holly, thank you so much for taking the time to share your story. It's an amazing, incredible story.
Oh, thank you, Remy.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
We'll see you
I am so
soon.
Grateful to Dr. Tom for
yeah,
me back.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Yeah.
We'll see you soon then, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Holly talking from Indiana. She's suffering from severe panic attacks, housebound for 2 years. Calls for an appointment, 714-556-8664. All right, let's get to our next guest.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, Radhika.
Hi.
Hi, thanks
Radhika.
For waiting. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Great.
Getting better.
Good.
Good.
Let's get right to your story because we're running a lot of time. Radhika.
Well, 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with the lupus and fibromyalgia.
Uh-huh.
And I got panicked. I was depressed 1 year, a lot of medications, including prednisone, Plaquenil, ibuprofen. And everything got worse.
Mm-hmm.
So I found out over the internet about Dr. Tang. I went there 3 years ago like that, and I start getting better and better. And as a matter of fact, 4 years I was off from work
mm-hmm.
in disability, and now I'm back to work.
Wow.
Good.
When did you first see Dr. Tang?
3 years ago.
Oh, see.
At Long Beach.
Oh, 3 years ago. Oh, so
I was in Long Beach, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Wow.
How have you been doing since you saw me there?
After first treatment, I felt a little bit better, but I was so depressed and so scared, I didn't really know what I feel
mm-hmm.
that time. But after three treatments, I start feeling, okay, I'm getting back in track because you said I have to stop the prednisone.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
But that was another problem because of the side effects.
Right.
What were some of the side effects?
The side effects was pain in my liver, pain in my stomach.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't eat anymore. I lost my energy.
Mm-hmm.
Everything was. I was like, I'm gonna die soon.
Were you suicidal at all?
I'm sorry.
Were you suicidal? Did you want to kill yourself?
I was not that far, but
pretty depressed.
Yes.
And this was 3 years ago.
Yes.
Have you had any treatment since then?
I'm right now in the second time I'm returning.
Mm-hmm.
I think, and I'm glad to.
Mm-hmm. What kind of problems is Dr. Tong treating for you now?
Same problems.
Mm-hmm.
My pain. I have pain everywhere in my muscles. Mm-hmm. I have headache. I cannot eat.
Mm-hmm.
I panic a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So how are the symptoms now? Have they improved?
Yes, they are.
And are you still taking medications?
Not prednisone. I stopped prednisone 3 years ago.
Okay. How about your pain medication?
Just for pain, and the pain I'm supposed to take two Celebrex a day, and I'm taking only one because I don't need the second one.
And you only have a few treatments since you came back this time.
Yes, I had already 4 treatments, and I still need probably a few more, and I feel a lot better right now, so I feel like I'm back in track again.
Yeah.
3 years or four.
How did you do the last few years?
I forgot about you.
Oh, that's a big mistake.
Yeah, because I feel so good, and you know, and the people feel so good. And
then you overwork.
Yes.
Yeah, you overdo it.
Overdo. But right now, I'm again with the nutrition back in.
Getting back in balance.
Yes.
And what I'm telling you is that lupus, fibromyalgia, and anything they name can be cured.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not too far in the future that I will be able to drop all your medication and you'll be symptom free. If you eat right, your symptom will not return.
Right. To keep a balanced life.
Yeah.
Right.
Yes. That's true. I figured that out. From the time I stopped eating sugar and I start eating the right
Exactly.
Yeah, just a reminder, listeners, a few weeks ago, maybe a couple months ago, Joanna from my show had was diagnosed with lupus and fibromyalgia. She's not taking any medication. She doesn't have any symptoms now.
Veronica, thank you for taking the time to talk with us today.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, thank
good
you.
Luck to you. Have a good weekend, okay?
Thank you.
Right.
Bye
bye.
Bye.
This is Freedom from Pain Programs with Dr. Tong. That was Veronica speaking with us. She was diagnosed 4 years ago with lupus and fibromyalgia. A few treatments with Dr. Tong, and she's working again after being on disability for a few years. Call us for an appointment. 714-556-8664. Okay, we have a caller. Let's get right to her. Hi, Claudia.
Hi, how are you doing?
Claudia. Oh, Claudia's actually a patient of mine.
Yes.
Yes.
So, do you have anything to tell us?
Yeah, I have a great news. I went to the rheumatology. I have arthritis.
Uh-huh.
And they did the blood test.
Mm-hmm.
And they were kind of confused because my test was negative.
Yes, she had, to summarize for the listeners, she had rheumatoid arthritis for 7 years, diagnosed for 7 years. She'd been suffering for 7 years, and the rheumatoid factor from the blood test has always been positive.
Positive, always.
Okay, and this time, how many treatments did you have before you take this test? Maybe four or five?
4 or 5, yeah.
Yeah, 4 or 5 treatments from me. In fact, the very first treatment, your pain were gone and you were much warmer. You were very, very cold.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you still...
I was taking Celebrex and I dropped the same day that I saw Dr. Tong. I dropped the Celebrex and I'm not taking Celebrex anymore. Only one or two painkillers during the week. But I have this condition for several years and now it's like in less than a month I improved like 90%.
That is so
incredible. And what did the rheumatologist said about the negative, what was his reaction?
They were confused because he said that he doesn't know why, but...
he said it was from the... because you were taking the drugs?
No.
He thought,
I'm not taking any drugs.
Yeah, he thought it was because the drug was getting it negative.
Oh.
But I'm not taking any drugs, so that is amazing. For me, it was like, I'm very happy. Really, really happy, and my pain is still in my hands a little bit, but it's like, compared with when I was, like, I think like 70% improved, and my feet is amazing how that improved.
So your improvement continue. You did not have the symptom back, right?
No, I have been improved and improved every time.
Mm-hmm.
So we are curing you. You're not like a temporary masking of symptoms. Right.
Yeah, I think, of course, the only reason that they thought that I have arthritis because that was my first time with them was because the x-ray.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely the doctor, the general doctor, she said that I didn't have that condition because the test was negative.
And this is after how many years of being diagnosed?
Like 7. 7 now, I think, 6, 7.
7 years of positive laboratory finding of rheumatoid factor.
Positive, so, I'm very high.
Yes,
oh.
And now it's negative.
Yep.
The only other 4 to 5 treatments.
Yes.
Remember, we have Nancy who had a positive pap smear and now been negative twice.
Right.
And then we have Jerry who has a positive PSA because of prostate cancer, now is negative.
Without Lupron shot.
Without Lupron shot.
Mm-hmm.
And you have, so all this laboratory finding can be reversed and become normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I call that your disease being cured.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Okay. The degeneration in your joints will not improve that fast because it takes years to improve.
Okay.
So if you continue to keep your circulation open, that will improve eventually in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have been there only for 21 days.
Yes.
20 days compared with 7 years, it's like quite a different.
Yeah. Yes.
For our listeners, Claudia was on our show June 9th, actually just about a couple of weeks ago. And she was diagnosed with arthritis, was on prednisone, Dapro for pain. You're very tired from the pain, right?
Mm-hmm.
Very cold. After her first treatment,
everything improved.
Everything improved.
Yeah.
And you dropped all your medication.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
And I'm taking only just one or two painkillers when
mm-hmm.
I need it. But it really improved. Like I told you, like amazing improved.
Yeah, and within a couple of weeks, we'll drop that too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh,
yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know. I will be cured of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks for sharing the news with us. It's such great news.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and then...
Very good news.
Good luck to your future. Keep up the good work, okay?
Okay, thank you, Dr.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Thank you, bye.
Mm-hmm. Call us for an appointment, 714-556-8664. Check out our website, www.drtong.com, under the radio show heading column in the left. You will find case histories proving that most, if not all, chronic degenerative ailments can be cured, such as athletic injuries, depression, asthma, allergy, sinus problems, colitis, irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's disease. In fact, any degenerative ailment that you may have can be cured. If you have any questions, you can call Dr. Tong during the week for a free phone consultation. Then make an appointment before 2 today and you'll receive a free kit. Call us now at 714-556-8664. Next week, we'll have more exciting cases to share with you. Join us next Saturday at 11:30 a.m. on Q-Bright. AM 740. This is Elaine saying goodbye and have a fabulous weekend.
Yeah, we don't have time to talk about this.